Do you really think you're going to wake up one day just feeling like good and like everything is fine, happy and whole? Nah. I hate to be so honest. It makes me sound cruel, but like someone's got to be honest with you. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Why Would I Say That podcast. It's your girl, Tiara. And if you're new here, I have borderline personality disorder and I post this type of content to help me and to help you, and not in ways of like, use your coping skills, like going for a walk, because like, yeah, it's a great distraction. But like, if I need to regulate my emotions again in the future, what is that going to teach me? Going on a walk isn't teaching me anything. It does help me calm down. But what is that teaching me or helping me? I want to give you advice that has actually helped me regulate, has helped me become a better person, has helped me reach my goals and do all the things and actually live somewhat of a whole life. I don't think my life is perfect or grand or better than anyone else's or anything like that. I'm just a girl going through it, but I want to give you tips and tricks that have helped me become who I am today. If you're very, very new here, don't know who I am, don't know what borderline personality disorder is. Borderline personality disorder is the instabilities of moods, behaviors, and relationships. And obviously that is going to very much affect a lot of areas of your life. And it has for mine. And at one point in my life, I never thought I would see anything but instability in my life. I never thought I would be like a gym rat, gym girl, and be able to have healthy habits. And today I am. I never thought that I would actually like feel okay with who I am and be proud of who I am, but I'm getting there. I generally never thought I was capable of building something like this, like the podcast or my YouTube or my TikTok or my Instagram. I never thought I was capable of any of these things. I never thought I was capable of treating myself with kindness. I didn't think like any of those were goals that I was able to reach, and I never thought I was wired in those ways. But like, it takes changing your habits. And honestly, I didn't care at all or care about myself enough to even like want those things. I would just wake up every single day and just roll with the punches, and whatever situations I ended up in. But I would never like plan for myself, do things for myself, take care of myself. Like, I never cared to. I just thought like one day I'd wake up and feel like doing those things. I'd be like, oh, today I woke up and today like I feel like having a routine and it just would happen, and then I'd magically become the person I want to become. Like, I just genuinely never felt inclined to do those things, but I thought one day that I would just wake up and become those things, or like feel like I'd wake up with the motivation to do those things. I was always like stuck in this waiting period of waiting on feeling like getting better, if that makes sense. Like, I would wait till I felt like getting better to get better. And like, if I didn't feel good, I'd be like, okay, that's not the moment. I can keep doing my bad habits and doing all these bad things, and maybe one day I'm gonna wake up feeling good enough to be good enough. And obviously, boy, was I freaking wrong. Like, why would I go on a 5-day bender and then wake up on day 6 and think, okay, I'm not going to drink today, but I'm going to feel so great. I'm going to feel so motivated to do things. I'm going to want to go to the gym and eat healthy and do all these things, and I'm going to feel good about myself. No, anxiety is real. I'm going to feel like crap. I'm treating my body like crap. I'm going to feel like crap. Or even if you have like bad eating habits, like, why do you think you're going to wake up tomorrow and start eating healthy and being like a little health nut if that is your goal? Like, why would that happen? Like, Why would you feel like doing that? Why, if you're eating French fries every day, I mean, I'm not saying fries are a bad food. I hate demonizing food or anything like that. But like, why would you not wake up and crave the fries tomorrow? Like, your body has those habits. It's going to want the fry. It's not going to want the lettuce. If you're isolating or something like that, why do you think you're going to wake up feeling social tomorrow? Like, you've been isolating for months. It's going to become scarier and scarier over time. You're not going to wake up tomorrow and be like, yeah, people are safe. What? That sounds like delusion, insanity. It sounds crazy. But a lot of the times we don't think of it like that. When you're sick, you don't feel better. And then you start taking medicine and start using the habits to make yourself healthy again. You don't feel better first. You feel like crap. You take the medicine. You do the things that the doctor prescribed you or whatever sickness or whatever you have. And then you feel better. You don't feel better. And then you're like, okay, now I can take medicine. No, you like, I know it sounds weird to compare motivation to, but like, that's literally how it works. Like, think of your physical body. You don't feel like better or healthier or anything until you change your habits. You have to change the habit first, and it doesn't, you're not going to be motivated to do so. You just change your habits, and then you get the results, and then you start feeling better. You don't feel accomplished by not getting anything done and then go get it done because you feel accomplished. You get it done and then you feel accomplished. You go through the hard work and then you feel accomplished. You don't wake up with your dream body and just start maintaining it. You do the hard work. You do the things you don't want to do. You change your habits and then you get there and you get your dream body. It just, you don't wake up with like this magical of like, oh my God, I have the motivation to get better. I have the motivation to feel better. Because when I was in my deepest, darkest depression, I wasn't motivated to get better. And honestly, it felt safer to stay where I was at because changing any of my habits felt scary because I was used to this, even though it was putting me in a bad situation, all my bad habits that I had. But I didn't just wake up one day and was just like, yeah, I want to be a better person. Like in the back of my brain, I've always like had this inkling of like, you could be better. You could be doing this. You could be like, there was a little voice back there, but I was waiting for a feeling state to feel ready to do so. And that is literally now how it works. And I want to save you from that. You will never hear anyone say that like, yeah, I just woke up and everything became easy and the habits just fell in place. No, it took some hard work. That's why you hear like recovery accounts or anyone reaching any goal will sit there and tell you like it wasn't easy. Like now it might be easy for them to manage and maintain and they feel motivated to do it. But in the beginning, they weren't motivated. They were desperate to get better. They were desperate. They were probably in a hole to change. Like they were backed in a corner and there was no choice but change. But a lot of the times when you hear people talk about this, you'll never hear them say, yes, it was so easy, or everyone would be doing it. Everyone would be whole and healthy and happy if it was easy and if motivation just comes like that. But like, no, it doesn't. It's the biggest lie and myth that anyone has ever been sold on. You're not gonna feel like doing anything or changing anything. You just do. And I know it just sounds like I'm making it sound so simple, and it's not. Just a few years ago, I was so easily set off. I was so sensitive. I was the most depressed I've ever been in my life. And I won't even say like it was a few years ago, like it might be a couple now. I would say like 1 to 2 years, and like I still struggle some days, but I also know these little tools that I'm sharing with you and it's easier to get through. I honestly was just stuck in like this weird loop of like waiting to get better, but not knowing how to get better or like what to do. And like everything would just set me off. Like mentally, I was just not there. Like I was very much the person you would probably walk on eggshells around because I was just very like not there. Like I was really sad and I was just like waiting for something to come save me or something in my brain to like change in order to get better, because I knew I wanted different. I was not feeling great. I was so sad. I knew I just wanted more in my life. I was like in a really bad position. I was in a really bad relationship. I honestly just knew I needed to flip my life upside down in order to get better, but I wasn't willing to do it because like that sounds scary. Like I've created this life, right? And I might be depressed and I might be sad and all this stuff, but it's like honestly a whole nother thing. It's like I've almost been like let down that this wasn't the life I was supposed to be. So to flip my life upside down and change everything about myself sounds freaking insane, but I'm gonna wait on doing that to where I feel like doing that. But it honestly just ends you, it makes you in a worse situation ever. Like life has a weird way of humbling you and showing you like, hey, it can get worse. As worse as it seems right now, it can get worse. And that's what I felt like just kept happening to me. And I was just waiting to just wake up and get better and to feel better. And it just was not working. I even remember telling my ex at the time when I was dating him that like was like, no, one day I'm just gonna wake up and I'm gonna feel better. And then I'll be able to work through it. Like my brain's just not clicking yet. But that literally left me just getting myself into this deeper hole of depression, these deeper holes of terrible habits, these deeper holes of just like furthering worsening myself than my symptoms of my BPD and just worsening who I was as a person and like my view on myself. Like it was so bad. It was really so bad. And I just kept waiting for like the motivation to get better or like some little click in my brain. But like, I don't know. This is going to sound like super niche and super weird. And I know it's going to make me sound super dramatic and stupid for like reacting the way that I did, but it's completely fine because I share everything to help me and to help you. And someone else is going through this because I know I'm not the only one. I'm not the only little nutcase. I'm just kidding. You're not a nutcase. I just like to make little jokes because that's how I cope. But I just remember one day of like years of going down this path of like trying to take medication, trying to do this, trying to mask it, which medication can be a great tool. But like I was using it as a mask and I didn't want to change my habits. I was just waiting for my habits to magically change or I feel motivated to change, but it wasn't working. But one day I was sitting there and I was doing my laundry and I just always remember if I couldn't find a sock, I'm not even kidding. I'm going to give you a visual if you're watching on YouTube. I'm going to show you on the couch. I'd sit there and be going through my laundry and then I couldn't find a matching sock and it would, oh, those minor inconveniences is what showed me I had a problem. I would literally pick up the basket and be like, no, I can't find it. And like, that's how unmanaged I was. Like, it was so bad. Like, any small inconvenience, and I would sit there and cry and scream and just lay in the clothes that I just threw all over my basement or my closet, wherever it was. Like, I would just freak out and it would ruin my day. But then that was the moment I realized, like, hey, I know you want to scream and cry, and I know you want to throw everything again, and you've been doing this for weeks and months and almost years now. But until you stop freaking out and reacting like that, you're not gonna stop reacting like that. I know I'm making it sound simple, but like the feeling state was still there. I still want to throw things, scream things, but I remember that last time of me doing it, I was like, next time I want to freak out and scream, stop what I'm doing, take a deep breath, and I know the feeling is big, everything feels like an inconvenience, but don't react. Don't do it. Like, the feeling state is still there. Like, and so like the next morning when I went to go get my socks, same thing happened. I couldn't find the matching sock or whatever because I'm not very organized. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't put my socks together. I don't know. Half the time my laundry sits in a basket and then it's overwhelming because I can't find the shirt or the sock that I want. But I just remember the next time I went downstairs, I couldn't find a sock. The same thing happened again. I then took a step back, wanted to freak out, wanted to scream. I remember my cat sitting next to me and he's probably like, mom's about to go live it again. And I just stood there and I wanted to cry. And I was like, Tira, don't cry. The feeling is still so big. I'm still like wanting to scream, but I was like, try to change the reaction. The feeling is still the same, but just try. Try to stand here and not cry. Try to calm down, because maybe if you can calm down, you'll be able to find the matching socks, because you're not sitting there like, I can't find the sock. I can't find the sock. I can't find it. So I just kind of took a step back and I like want to scream. I want to cry, but I just kind of stood there for a second and I was like, oh my God, I'm not reacting. Does the feeling still feel big? Yeah. Do I want to punch a hole through the wall? Yeah. I want to do all those things, but I'm slowing down. And instead of doing that, like what I started to think in my brain, I'm like, how can I prevent this inconvenience for next time? Instead of reacting and throwing everything, like how can I be more productive with this? So then my next thought is, okay, when you take off your socks, group them together and throw them in the wash. Stop taking them off separately. And it's like just that small thing made me realize my habits have to change before I feel like they're going to change. Because when I'm telling you, I still wanted to throw my laundry basket across the room, laying my floor, screaming, crying, kick my feet. And I know I'm a grown ass woman talking like this, but I'm being so dead ass serious. Like, I used to go through that because those minor inconveniences used to get me. Until I stop doing that, I'm not going to stop feeling like that. Now when I go through clothes, I'm like, oh, I get a little irritated that I can't find something, but now I know it's not the end of the world. But I had to change a habit first. I had to literally force myself to stop throwing myself on the ground, screaming and crying during minor inconveniences, and kind of just take a step back and pause and freeze and kind of think it through a little bit better. But it all kind of like, if you can like put a little stop in between you and the habit, bad habit that you want to stop, or like slow down and literally change the habits, that's when you become more motivated. Because that's like the same moment that the first time I did it, I was like, oh my God, like I can do it. It was motivating. You want to know why? Because I did it. Not because I was motivated to do it. It's because of the first time that I did it, I then felt motivated to start being able to regulate my emotions a little bit better. And I know it's so much easier said than done, because when those feelings come up, it is like a split of a reaction like that. Like, you get like 2 seconds to react. But if you can get in those 2 seconds to change your habits, You will then become more motivated to change your habits and you'll feel better over time, but you're not going to feel like it first. I'm going to give you another example that's a little more general, because a lot of the times a lot of people can piece it together in their brain in this sense because everyone uses this example. So I guess I'm going to use it too to get through to some people that maybe I haven't already gotten through to. It's like a lot of people wish they have motivation to go to the gym or get fit or like better their health or something like that, right? And a lot of people will look at someone who's already doing it. It's like, oh, I wish I had that motivation. I wish I had that discipline, which it does come down to a form of discipline. But it's not really about motivation. Like, you have to think, if someone's never been in a gym before, why are you going to be motivated to go somewhere you've never been before? Like, that actually sounds a little scary and nerve-wracking, especially when you're going to be around people who already know what they're doing and you don't know what you're doing. Why would you be motivated to go? You're going to probably be self-conscious, you're going to be scared, and you're not, like, you're just not going to be motivated. Because at least for me, this is like my downfall. This is very much my downfall. I compare myself to a lot of people. So when I first started going to the gym, I'd look around and compare myself, and it would, like, honestly, like, dishearten me, because I'm like, oh my God, I want to be able to do that. Like, my form looks weird. This looks weird. I'm walking up to this machine, I don't know how to use it, and I have to read the whole manual, and I feel like I look weird because I feel like everyone's staring at me. Like, you're not motivated to go in the beginning at all. You're not, because it's nerve-wracking, it's scary, you've never done it before. So I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Like, if that's something you're going through and you want to start going to the gym, you just walk in the building. You're not gonna feel like it. You're gonna have a lot of nerves. It's gonna be a lot of scaries. But there's like a little tip and trick when I am feeling those ways, is that anxiety and excitement are almost relatively the same feelings. Like, think about how they feel in your body sometimes. You can kind of like maybe gaslight yourself, but you're genuinely not going to be motivated to walk in there the first time. If you've never been in there before, you're not going to be motivated. Or if you've gone off for years, you're not going to be motivated. You're going to maybe want to do those things, but you're not exactly motivated to go do those things. You just go and do it. And then, like, after time, usually when you start getting results, you're like, oh my God, that's so motivating. Like, I didn't know my body could do that, or that my body looks like that, or could look like that, or can perform in this way. I didn't know that. And that's when you start to get motivated, because it's like, oh my God, it's getting better and better, and I can't wait for it to get better. But until it starts getting better, you're not going to be motivated. So the only way to get better is by doing the damn thing. The longer you wait on these things, the more thoughts are going to come up, the more things you're going to think of on why you shouldn't do it, or why you can't do it, or why you're not capable of doing something. But I'm going to let you know right now, we all put our pants on the same way. We're all capable of the same things. I have BPD. I never thought I could be here. But the fact is that I am here so that you can do it too. Because your girl was a hot freaking mess in my past. I've thrown coffees at teachers. I've been suspended multiple times. I was part of the biggest drug bust of my high school. I've done a lot of questionable stuff. I partied, I used to go on benders by the time I was 16. I used to run away, do all these things, disrespect my parents. I used to do so many not so great things. I never thought I could change my habits. And even me being where I am, I'm capable. You're capable. Now, if you've just now found me, you're now looking at maybe my platforms and being like, well, she has all this and has all that. Dude, I live in Cleveland, Ohio, and I am still the exact person I was when I started this. The only thing that changed were my habits and routine, and obviously, like, how passionate I am about this and how consistent I am. But none of it was motivation. It was pure desperation. I needed out of the situation that I was in, but it wasn't me being motivated or waking up feeling like it one day. It was literally, I had to just wake up. I had to do it because I was just so freaking tired of the person that I was. And I want you to know that, like, who you are right now, if you are in a rut, you are perfect and worthy. You cannot hate yourself into change, but, like, you can get desperate enough. So I don't want you to sit here and hate yourself if you're where I was at a few years ago, because honestly, I look back and I have so much empathy and sympathy for her, because I didn't know this stuff yet. I genuinely didn't know. So don't sit there and beat yourself up over any of this stuff, or, like, look at me and be like, well, she has it so much easier. I literally don't. I am literally just a girl. I still work a job. I still serve. I'm just very transparent and very open, but I'm very much no different from you. So if I'm capable, you are too. And I'm sure you've been through things that have maybe been harder than me, or things that I have not yet to experience. So, like, obviously, like, yeah, you can call me on my right now. Like maybe it is easier for me or whatever. And I don't want to invalidate someone's struggle or think that like it's that simple, because it isn't that simple. When I say it out loud, it sounds so simple, but it's really not. I don't want you to feel invalidated by any of what I just said, but I do want you to know that you're capable, even though right now it doesn't feel like you are. You have to show yourself that you are, and then you will think that you are. It all just comes down to your habits and who you want to be. And like my favorite thing to do when trying to figure it out, because if someone is BPD, if you ask me what I want to be in a few years or who I want to be, I couldn't freaking tell you. But I love to sit down and be like, okay, I want to be kind. I want to be giving. I want to relatively take care of my physical appearance, because I think that does play an effect of how confident I feel and how I put myself out in the world. I want to be described as someone who's passionate. I want to be, like, I try to think of the traits that I wanted to be. And then I thought about, okay, someone who has those traits, what habits do they have? And honestly, I try to mimic that. Like, you know, like, okay, I want to be, this one's easy for me because that's what I do. I'm like, okay, I want to be a mental health influencer. I want to help change people's brains and help change the world because I'm Arian Ferry. Whatever. I want, that's something I want to do. So how does that person act? And how do I implement that where it's comfortable for me? And at first it's going to be uncomfortable because you're not used to it, but that's how I try to envision it. And it's not like this huge like change. Like I still am who I am, but like how do I grow into the person I want to become? Because I know like trying to figure out who I want to be and what I want to do is like really, really hard. I just think of qualities in a person that I would like to be around and try to become that. And like I think about the habits that they have in order to become that. Because, you know, I'm a BPD girly. I know that part can be a little bit complicated, not knowing where to start. But that is like a great place to start, is like thinking about who you want to be, or like the qualities that you want to have, and the people that have those habits. How do you get there? You know, and how do you obtain those habits? And you just start them, and then eventually you feel a little motivated and you get encouraged, and the people around you, they start to like give you the motivation because you're starting to attract the people that you want to attract and live the life that you want to live. But it all starts with habits. It starts with no motivation. Motivation is just bullshit. Motivation is not, no, motivation. Because if you're relying on motivation every day, you're going to yourself. And I hate to be like, I honestly might not even censor some of the cuss words right here, because like you will literally fuck yourself. Do not fuck yourself by sitting there waiting for motivation. You will be I fucked myself for years doing that. I told my ex almost 2 years straight, I'm waiting to feel better. I'm gonna feel better. I'm gonna do this. When I feel like this, I'm gonna do this. When I feel like that, I'm gonna do that. When I feel pretty, I'm gonna present myself better. When I feel this, no, your habits change and then you do. Your mind does not change until you do. Your feelings do not change until you do. I know I've said this on so many podcast episodes before, but that's why I wanted to talk about it today, like, and get really deep into it, because I literally say that with my whole freaking heart, and that is literally the only thing that has changed my life. Literally. It's the only thing that has made me relatively happy, is the only thing that has given me a routine, is the only thing I have been able to actually work towards. Because as soon as I realized that, I realized motivation was pull. Because even today, there are some days I don't feel motivated to go to the gym. I don't feel motivated to sit here and talk on social media every single freaking day. Like, I get tired too. I have days where I just want to shut the world out and do nothing. But those are the days you push through, and those are the days that you know that you made it and you're living the life you want to live because you're able to push through. Because a few years ago, I would have never been able to push through because I was just relying on motivation. But it's habits over and over and over and over again that creates change. Again, you'll never hear anyone say that it was easy or everyone would be doing it, you know? Everyone would be happy. Everyone would be whole. Everyone would be healthy. So quit waiting on it for it to be easy. It's not going to be easy. And the longer that you wait, the longer you're going to be stuck where you're at. And I don't mean to scare you, but that is literally the only thing that has changed my life. And I had to figure it out for myself. So I'd much rather give you a rude awakening than you wait until your life gets to the worst point that it gets, like I did, and then have to change and realize all that. And then to be alone through all that change. Like, your girl is here for you. Your girl is here for you. Let me be the big sister that you never had. I'm an only child, so I love all the siblings. Let me take you under my wing. Let me teach you the things that I need to teach you, because I don't want you to be in those positions at all. It sucked. It was terrible. Learning this on my own was terrible. So I'd much rather sit here and yell at you through a camera or through your little speaker. If you're listening on podcast, I'd much rather yell at you through here, get it through your thick little brain right now, than to you to worsen your life in order to get that awakening. And again, if I can do it, you can do it. I'm just a girl, and I used to throw coffees. I just used to be a nut. I was jumping out of moving cars and doing crazy things. Like, no. Mm-mm. And I was just hurting myself, you know, and I don't want that for you whatsoever. Oh my God. I feel like I was so aggressive today and like just yelling at you, like, do the thing. Just do it. Just do it. I hate coming off like that. But again, I just don't want you to be stuck. But I feel like I relayed a good message, so please don't hate me. And if this was helpful, please let me know in the comments down below. Let me know in the reviews. It helps me so much by knowing I'm talking about the things that you want me to talk about and I'm actually helping out. Because if not, I feel like it's kind of pointless to be sitting here yapping for like an hour and then editing all this, because like, I don't know, I just want to be helpful and stuff. So hopefully this was helpful. If this was helpful, definitely let me know down in the comments below. It lets me know that I'm making the content that you want to see and what content to keep making or what not to keep making. And if you do like this podcast, make sure that you download these episodes, follow this podcast, make sure that if you're watching on YouTube to just subscribe, because I release an episode every single Friday. I love helping you guys. So I'll be here next Friday for some more help. So make sure you're here or you're gonna miss out. You're gonna miss out on some valuable information. Or maybe this information isn't even rocket science. But to me, it was. So make sure you're here next Friday for the rocket science. But yeah, I think that's pretty much all I have for you guys today. So make sure that you follow. Don't miss next Friday. I love you guys more than anything in the world. And yeah, until next week, I love you guys.